Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you right in here tonight with us, and we appreciate you listening in tonight live on WWCR, the Jewel of the South, going around the world with the message of the Shepherd's Call. And call a friend tonight and tell them that Pastor Buddy is on tonight with part two of a very interesting subject on your health, and we will title this Swine's Flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the things that you should adapt and use into your diet for health reasons that you might, as it says, in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, beloved, this is a message of love to you tonight. This is Pastor Buddy's way of talking to you and taking the special occasion and telling you that a sick body is a body that is out of the will of the Father. Now, there's some sicknesses that are not unto death, and some sicknesses that are into death. Now, let's talk about what it takes to bring health. Beloved, 3 John 1 and 2, I wish above all things. Now, why did the prophet here mention that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health? Prosperity means nothing without health. Health is the ultimate for your body. If your body's not healthy, you don't feel good, you're out of sorts all over, and you cannot praise a living God being in a sickening and a dying and degenerate condition. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Health was an issue. He said, well, Pastor Buddy, I didn't know that health was mentioned in the Bible. Oh, listen to this now. Psalms 42:11. And folks, there's a lot of scriptures on health. This is just a few that I just mentioned. Why art you cast down, O my soul? Now remember, John said, I wish that you may prosper, even as your soul prosper. David said, why art you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God, the health of my countenance. Ladies and gentlemen, you can see a sick body coming a long way off. You can see a thriving, healthy body coming a long way off. The difference between the two is very evident. Psalms 43:5, why art thou cast down on my soul? I shall yet praise him who is my health and my countenance. Psalm 67:2, that thy way may be known upon the earth, and thy saving health shall be declared among the nations. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to How are you going to function in a sick body, and how can you praise him when you don't feel like praising him? You got to feel good, and health is an issue here. As he says, thou art the saving health. Now, I want you to get this one here for sure. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8. It shall be health to your navel. Why does it mention health to the navel? Did you know that 90% of sickness and death begins in the colon? Oh, my. Yes, that's true. Statistics will bear out that 90% of a man's sickness is a direct result of what he eats, his intake. Now, listen to this again. It shall be health for your navel and marrow to your bones. Well, what did it say? Those that keep my commandments, to them it shall be health to my navel, the colon. Now, it says here in the scriptures that you must not eat unclean meat. You say, yes, but Pastor Buddy, that's been changed a long time ago by those who have predicted that we could eat these things that are now recommended because the Bible said now all things are clean. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. Again, Leviticus 11 and 7, the swine, you must not eat the swine. You must not eat the swine. Deuteronomy 14, you must not eat the swine. Proverbs 11, 22, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. Now, a swine is to root in the earth and scavenge through the earth to clean up. Now, I told you about a swine would eat anything that doesn't eat him. It's about the only thing he'll fear, something that'll eat him. He'll eat anything else, something that's dead. And it doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, where it's decomposing out on the plains and maggots are working alive in the carcass of the fallen dead animal. The hogs will eat the maggots and all. They'll just devour the whole carcass, whether it's dead, putrid, disease. It doesn't matter. Listen to this. This is what Yahweh thinks about the abominable things that he talks about. And this is Isaiah 65 and verse 4. They which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountains, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things. Now, let me read that again for you. Isaiah 65, verse 4. Those that remain among the graves. Ladies and gentlemen, when you eat these unclean meats, you are asking for death for sure. And you will be planted among the grave. Remember, 90% of the deaths reported start in the colon. We're going to talk about how to cleanse the colon and how to cleanse your body of parasites and such things that invade through unclean meats. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible talked about the swine and those that ate the swine's flesh and the broth of the swine's flesh, that it would be abominable. Isaiah 66, 3. Listen to this now. He that killeth an ox is as he slew a man, and he that sacrificed a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck, and he that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. Ladies and gentlemen, are we at the point where that we do not know how to choose between the good and the bad. Didn't he say that I've set these things before you and choose between the good and the bad? And you must discern, he says in the book of Deuteronomy, you must learn to discern between things clean and things unclean. In China, just recently, 36 people died after eating or handling pigs infected with a mysterious disease, and there are now 198 more confirmed cases as it's being reported in China. Most of the cases have been reported in or around the cities of Nanjing and Xinjiang, but the disease has spread to five other towns in Sichuan, including the provincial capital of Chengdu. It is thought it is caused by a bacteria, Staphylococcus. However, the World Health Organization, who has gone in to investigate and are very puzzled, said that while clinical diagnosis of the disease seems to be consistent with past outbreaks, it was puzzled by the high number of people falling ill. The high mortality rate reports that many of the victims died within 24 hours of showing symptoms and have led some experts to wonder if it has mutated into a strain that can easily pass among people, presenting a threat of an epidemic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're living in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. And we must take into consideration that death and health, choose this day which you'll serve, and you become what you eat. Well, you said, well, Pastor, but the Bible says it's not that that goes into the belly that defiles a person. He was talking about the cause of sin, not what you ingest in edible foods, whether it be clean or unclean. That don't cause you to jump up and down and curse and swear and run and kill somebody. It just fills your belly and you get content, whether it's good food or bad. Choices belong to you. You must make the proper choices in life and stay away from dead foods that lead to poor digestion, constipation, toxic colon buildup, weight gain, low energy, dry skin, thinning hair, symptoms that are a telltale sign that the diet of the person can lead to long-term health problems and serious diseases over a period of time. Death begins in the colon. Health to the navel. Be careful of your selection. Choose wise. Now, we'll put the best gasoline because the manufacturers suggest to us that we should use high-octane fuel into our cars so we don't go in and get a low-grade gasoline when the automobile manufacturer representatives and the booklet says to install good, high-quality, premium gasoline, even at the price. We will pay the price to put good quality gasoline or petrol into our automobiles, but when it comes to food, we are like the scavenger hog, the pig, the swine, actually with a jewel in our snout. We'll root through all of the labels, care a little, read a little, share a little, but eat a whole lot. We are the sickest nation. America is the sickest nation upon the planet. And I want to repeat this. We have the highest rate of cancer, heart disease, and we have the most modern of medicines, we are told. We have on the cutting edge, we have the best, and yet we're the sickest, poorest nation in health of any nations in the earth simply because we've adopted a diet. Even in low-fat diets, it's proven, now the recent study after 20 years has proven that low-fat diets do not necessarily make you healthy. Well, what's going on here? I mean, you took all of the fat out of our diet. They took all of the good, the tasting stuff, and gave us this low-carb, low-fat, low-carb, and low-fat doesn't necessarily mean health to the navel. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh fruits and vegetables and quality meats. You must select meats that are high in muscle protein and low in saturated fat. And your trans fats of your oils and things of this nature must be removed from your diet. Then you will have health to the navel. Get you a colon cleanse, because dead foods lead to trouble down the road. If you put in dead food, then your body is going to become dead unto the quality of the fuel that you put into it. You're going to be weak, and your body is not going to respond positively to the electrical system that it's designed to. You see, some foods will suppress the electric system, and some foods will enhance the electric system. Listen as I read from you an article in Discovery magazine. Every living thing has at least one parasite that lives inside or on it. Now, let me repeat this. You think that you're free from parasites? You know what the Bible suggests that you do? It says to fast often. Now, why would fasting be a recommendation from the Bible? To refrain from eating for periods of times, periodically. Cleansing, in other words, removing or letting the cells empty themselves out of all the stored old foods. You see what I mean? The body is cannibalistic. And it's a living organism, if you will. It eats from the sources of stored fuels in the body. Now, if you'll give the body a chance to catch up and clean up and cleanse out through natural processing of fasting or abstention from foods, in other words, to abstain from the things that make you full, gaining weight, most of America, at least 80% of America is overweight. 80%. Something wrong. Every living thing has at least one parasite. And many, including humans, have far more. Up to millions of parasites. Oh, my heavens. Scientists are only just beginning to discover exactly how powerful these hidden inhabitants can be. But the research is pointing to a remarkable possibility. Parasites may rule the world. Now, that's an amazing statement. Parasites ruling the world? Well, I know some that's in power and they act like parasites, but this is indicating that parasites actually may rule the world. The notion that tiny creatures we've largely taken for granted are such a dominant force as immensely disturbing. We are collections of cells that work together, kept in harmony by chemical signals. If an organism can control these signals, an organism like a parasite, then it can control us, and therein lies the peculiar and precise horror of parasites. The combination of environmental toxins, an unhealthy diet, and parasites pose a grave danger to humans. In fact, parasites have killed more humans than all of the recorded wars in history. reported through the National Geographic in its award-winning documentary, The Body Snatchers. Oh, my heavens. Does that highlight your selection choices should be wise? That you should abstain from eating meats that are deemed unclean. Swine is the number one meat in the world. Many are sick and weak among us today because of the poor choice of selection. We pull up to the grocery stores and we go in and we select the wrong foods to put in our body. We don't do that at the gas station normally, but we'll pull into the fuel stations for the human body and we'll put in the poorest, cheapest things that we can get into our body. Often these foods are ill-prepared, undercooked, or quickly cooked for a high rate of a profit return, and herein lies the danger of the body snatchers. And it works through where death begins in the colon. Colon cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, colon cancer, if you've got a polyp on the intestines and it grows, it begins to split and it multiplies, and the first thing you know is cancer from the colon. This is why it's so dangerous. It can spread to the body so fast. It's an alarming. I had a doctor to tell me that the colon cancer left unattended or undetected can be a death knell to your body because it acts so fast and spreads. Because you see, from the colon, the extraction of the fuels is put into the colon, spreads to all parts of the body, carried through the energy nitros as they process the fuel into the body and given to the cells through the bloodstream, and the nutrients are stored there. And if they're unhealthy, your body eventually is going to break down. You see, the Bible says, there would be even more of this, but the Creator who designed the body, fearfully and wonderfully made, and that's why people can process so much garbage into their body and seem to remain healthy. But all of a sudden, it's like an alcoholic. I mean, he can drink every day and you can't detect him drinking. But suddenly, like a viper, it strikes his body and he begins to break down. His liver quits functioning. It's a little chemical factory that operates in the body, breaking down the fats and the cholesterols and the things that are fed into the nutrient portion of the body through the stomach into the colon and disturb it throughout. When it breaks down, it quits functioning in its proper functioning techniques as it was made wonderfully and fearfully. And then the body real quickly begins to break down. And that's why that when you see this happen, people go to nothing so fast. Let me show you something here. For this statement, a parasite that can control us would mean, according to the National Geographic, that parasites have killed more humans than all the wars in history. Now, when I say that, and if I could paint a picture in your mind to take all the wars since, let's say, Abel, who was slain and his blood was in the earth, from him until the present day where we're slaying hundreds of people, even today in wars all over the earth, hundreds of thousands of people are dying every day, not only from starvation, malnutrition. Parasites have killed more than all of the wars, the deliberate intention to kill, parasites have killed more people and more than all of the wars of recorded history. That is an amazing statement. Now, what about chronic constipation? You say, Pastor Buddy, I suffer with chronic constipation. Something's wrong. You should have at least 1 to 2, possibly, if you're healthy, 3 bowel movements a day to empty the colon. And if you eat proper, with the proper foods, you will have at least 2 to 3 bowel movements daily. Now, if you've got pain in your body anywhere, soreness, tenderness, bloating, gas, you may have worms. Yes, worms, a parasite. Back pain, leg pain, headaches, gaining weight, a lack of cleansing of the colon, you can have problems. Ladies and gentlemen, do you need cleansing? Here's some of the things that I could mention for you. And you may be in need, emergency. You see, you can help yourself. You wait for a doctor to operate. Well, what if they have to cut your colon out of your body and then hang a bag on the side of your hip? Would you like that? What happens every day? Every day, hundreds of people are being operated. Their colon has quit functioning. They take the colon, the small and the large intestines. Many feet of the intestines are taken out because they have suffered at the hands of those who control their body. You must have control of your body, and you must have proper education to know how to take care of your body. Chronic constipation, frequent gas and bloating, excessive weight, frequent fatigue, impaired digestion, irritable bowel syndrome, candida infections, parasite infestations, recurring headaches, dizziness, bad breath, hemorrhoids, irritability, frequent colds, and a protruding belly, you've got a need for a colon cleanse. Now, a lot of people, after they've gone through cleanses, have witnessed. You can get hundreds and hundreds of testimonies. If you go to a reputable site and find out exactly what a colon cleanse will remove from your large and small intestines. This lady that I'm referring to here says, I began to lose parasites after the 4th day of taking a colon cleanse. Now, one of the favorite ingredients in colon cleanse, I won't go into all of the ingredients because there's many colon cleanse on the market. Most of them are quite good. But you should, even in this respect, be very, very careful in your choices here. Get only the things that are natural. Black walnut extract should be one of the ingredients in your colon cleanse. If you don't have that, you make sure that it has that. That's one of the best parasite removers in the body. But she said, every day I lost things that looked abnormal and different from anything that I had seen before. Everything from tiny little black eggs to little pieces of tomato skin colored things that look like short, small pieces of straw, not to mention the clear squid looking items that I could clearly see tiny black eggs inside these little creatures. Ugh, I thought. Never have I seen such things and would have never thought that they were growing inside my intestines. Believe me, I can relate to everyone's testimonies and photographs that are pictured here that I was on the product for a total of 90 days cleansing my colon, and now I feel better than I can tell you, and that my vitamins and mineral supplements are more effective. My fingernails are stronger. My complexion is clear. My skin is not as dry as it was before. I have lost all of my headaches and bloating feeling. I thank you for suggesting this marvelous cleanse. Just one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we overlook in life because we're so busy to think about health for the navel. Remember again, death begins in the colon, and parasites just might rule your world. What do we need to do? Well, Pastor Buddy, you're talking about these things, and what does it have to do with the Bible? The first thing that we mentioned here in our message, we're going to do a three-part series on health. We started out in last Sunday night's message of swine's flesh. We talked about the forbidden meat, yet it's become the most usable meat in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you one question. Why is it that Satan would want us or persuade us that this item that Yahweh has declared to be unclean, he's turned around by an obscure scripture in the New Testament where we assume that just because Peter saw a sheet with all kinds of unclean beast in it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's hundreds and hundreds of lists of unclean animals and beasts and fowls that's written in the Bible. Hundreds of them. I mean, would you consider eating a maggot or a skunk or a snake or a possum? These things, or a buzzard. When's the last time you had a nice plate of buzzard? If those things are clean, why didn't we just go ahead and eat all? Why is it that we've been persuaded that only the swine is cleansed and the only animal in that sheet that Yahweh cleansed was a swine? Why have we been persuaded by the power of suggestion? Satan shows his power just to get you to eat all of these unclean animals that are listed here in the Bible. Now, let me show you something right here. If you notice that the devil has persuaded the whole world to consume, make pork an unclean animal, according to the Bible, and a lot of the other religious literature that is written to substantiate and scientific proof, diabetes is rampant. And did you know that putrid pork, it has a sweet taste to it? Now, let me show you exactly where that the pork gets its sweet taste. It is because of the pulse of the animal. When it's killed, it is frightened. It gathers all the fluids but to swell its body in defense, blood and urine rush to the top surface of this fat layer that surrounds the hog, at least 2 to 6 to 8 inches of fat surrounds the hog. And this is utilized by rendering the fat of the hog into pork grease, and it's used in many countries, including the United States, as one of the favorite oils to fry food in. Rendering lard makes the best baked biscuits in the world, they say. Sliced ham, red-eye gravy. It is the favorite breakfast, dinner, and lunch, and all those in between. You see, we got a ravenous appetite. We eat from daylight to dark, and most of our consumption is in the range of the swine, the number one meat of the world. We just make bad choices. You know why it's fair? Because it's cheap, economical. But in the long run, the states that are growing large quantities of pork or hogs have the most filthiest stench because they can't rid themselves of it. And I mentioned some states in particular that are large producers of hog meat. Around the world, this is a major growing problem. And in China's case, which is a large consumer of pork, they're having problems, not to mention the people that die here. Let's find out about, well, hogs, pork, swine, were created as scavenger. As a rule, they are meat-eating animals and clean up anything that is left dead, as I've already mentioned to you, in the fields. If any animal should die in the field and lie in the sun until it's broken open with maggots and putrefaction, have set in, the swine or other scavenger will come and eat it all up. The filth and the putrid matter, they call nothing. Scavengers were never meant for human consumption, and the Bible makes it quite clear that they are not to be eaten and taken into the human body. Scavengers such as swine are the filthiest and most abominable creatures in their very nature, that they are poisonous, diseased, and deadly. The flesh of the swine is said by many authorities to be the prime cause of much of our American ill health, causing blood disease, weakness of the stomach, liver troubles, consumption, tumors, and cancer, and trichinosis. The swine's anatomy has but one poorly constructed stomach arrangement and very limited excretory organs. Generally, consequently, in about 4 hours after the pig is eaten, his polluted swill and other putrid, offensive matter may be seen to exit from the second hand of the ribs of the pigs. You see, a pig can't sweat. It has no sweat glands. That's why it likes to lay in the mud and roll to stay cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time when swine that have running sores under their hoofs, and when they have cancer and tumors on their bodies, they are still sent to the packing houses for slaughter. And nothing but the squill is wasted. I want to repeat that. Nothing. From the head to the tail, from the snout, from the tip of the snout, the nose. Remember, the Bible talked about those who would wring a nose of a hog with a jewel. You know what the hog's going to do. And just like these unclean animals in your body is not designed for fuel to run on these unclean, abominable beasts that are made to scavenge and clean up the earth, to keep it clean. Where are we at here? Worms. If the meat is not fully cooked, if it's undercooked, then you may have reason to fear or a cause to be alarmed, because your body may be full of the larvae that are so tiny you can unknowingly swallow several hundred of them when the natural warmth and even temperature of your body envelops them. They dissolve and become free to go about the task of growing and breeding further in your body. And remember the article from National Geographic that parasites rule the world, and that parasites have caused more death than all the wars, and we still have people to doubt. We still have people that will refuse to fast and pray and to abstain from unclean meats. Did you know what Peter said? Nothing unclean or common, a common beast that was made to scavenge the earth. Peter said, I have never eaten anything of that nature. Well, when he was given the instruction to slay and eat, didn't say he sat down to a meal of pork. This was a vision. And then the sheet, although it didn't come down where he could eat it, it was taken out of his vision, and then he understood, finally, that it wasn't talking about unclean animals, but it was talking about people that had been deemed unclean and separated from the commonwealth of the house of Israel, who were Israelites scattered abroad, that he shouldn't call that which Yahweh had cleansed unclean. Although they had gone out among the unclean, although they had gone among the heathen, Yahweh still remembered the lost sheep of those of another fold who the house, the remnant of Israel had not, and the house of Judah, had forgotten was scattered abroad. And this is why Peter refused to go. But the Bible said to him in the 10th chapter, go doubting nothing, for I have found a Cornelius, a just man, an Italian, living at Caesarea. He said, I am going to send you up there, and you're going to take the message up to this little coastal city, and there you're going to bring the revelation of truth to him, because they are my children, and they're not unclean. Because Peter said, I was told that what Yahweh has cleaned is not unclean. He was talking about the house of Cornelius, not some filthy pig. Now, the pig has its purposes. Let's don't talk about the pig. It is one of the most efficient garbage disposals that nature has ever provided in the hands of the wisdom of the mighty one who created him. Created him to become a scavenger and to clean up the natural death or the sickness death of animals and disease things, including humans, ladies and gentlemen. They will pull nothing in the meat line. Hogs will eat anything. And I told you about the mafia, the one of the greatest ways to dispose of a body is not to pour it in concrete, because you can discover the body in concrete many, 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 many hundreds of years down the road. But if you let a pig into where a human is laying dead, then the hogs will destroy all the evidence, including the teeth and the bones and the very hair. They'll ingest that also. It's a good way to dispose of human body. Remember now, when you see a stout U.S. government inspected and passed on the carcass of a hog, they don't take into consideration that this hog is diseased, and the trichinosis that can come from eating or the consuming of the pork, and the worms that are found in the swine, the large round worm, the gullet, and the three kinds of stomach worms, the tiny heartworms, the hookworm, and the thorn-headed worm, all that is in the small intestine and lives and thrives. And as the National Geographic declared, you could become the victim of a parasite before you could become a casualty on some foreign field of war. Ladies and gentlemen, are we going to continue to deny the truth of the Word of God? Are we going to decide to turn aside from the reports? The first thing that the doctor will prescribe for you when you go to him when you're overweight, or when you have high blood pressure, or when you have diabetes, the first thing that he's going to restrict in your diet is pork. I'm going to repeat that. The first thing that the doctor is trying to tell you, now this, he'll only tell you, he figures that you would have enough sense to know that you put in bad fuel and you're going to get bad symptoms somewhere down the road. Now you can keep using regular in an automobile that is calling for premium high tests to save the difference between the money. It pays for you to select foods that will be a little bit more expensive in the live enzymes that are in them. as opposed to the foods that are dead with no nutritional value at all when you just consume those just to fill yourself up. And when you get that full bloated feeling, you go lay down and you feel so bad that you can hardly walk or work for the rest of the day. That's when you eat wrong foods, you're going to get energy depletion, not energy increase. You must eat foods that are alive with enzymes. That's why it's very important. And why do I know this? Because I've got a conscientious wife that believes in eating healthy. She herself is a victim of a bad colon from the trials and tribulations that life has offered her. She's become a student of good eating out of necessity more than anything else. Well, Paul said, I have learned through my afflictions to be content. I have learned. Ladies and gentlemen, some of us have to learn the hard way. Don't wait until you get a tumor in your belly to understand what you put in your belly could be the result of infestation of worms and parasites. You're going to lose the war, ladies and gentlemen. You can't win here because parasites, according to science, has killed. And the number one way to enter the body is through swine's flesh. I'm going to repeat this. The number one way to enter in the body, because you see, swine meat is the largest consumed meat on the planet. So naturally, it is a entrance or a carrier, if you will, for the parasites who abundantly dwell in the body of these animals. And once they're in the body, you say, well, cooking, Pastor Buddy, would destroy them. You know, we cook the meat to 170 degrees and all meat is safe. On the average, yes. But they just may be one place where not all those parasites are killed because we have science again to tell us that in under certain conditions, in extreme cases, meat that's been even high cooked, that the parasites are still detectable through a Smithfield microscope. Matter of fact, they had a demonstration in the Waldorf Astoria in New York in 1956. This demonstration is highly publicized, where that they were serving biscuits made with lard rendered from a hog, fresh butter, frying country ham in the lobby, and offering the biscuits and coffee to those who would participate in the experiment, and they could only eat the biscuits and have the treats after they looked through a microscope at what they were eating. Needless to say, not many ham biscuits were served that morning. Ladies and gentlemen, if we would stop and look what we're doing to our body as well as our mind, you see, a sick body will produce a sick mind. A sick mind will produce a sick soul, and a sick soul can't praise him, cannot honor him. So then, therefore, Yahweh has given us instruction on how or what type of fuel, energies, and meat. If you notice, ladies and gentlemen, in the Bible, that the Bible would tell you to, like I say, only use foods that are good for your body. Foods that are good and wholesome. Now, I want to give you a scripture here in Luke 15:15. This is just an example. And he went and joined himself unto a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why was these swine being fed in a country that would not touch an unclean animal? That's one of the most prevalent questions that comes up to people who are in disbelief of my message of clean meats and unclean meats, because they cite scriptures like this, say, well, they were feeding swine in the fields. Well, of course, they were feeding swine, because when Christ found the man chained in the tombs, and this man, according to Luke 8:33, listen to this, and then Christ commanded the unclean spirits and the devils out of the man in whom was called Legion. They called him Legion. He was bound in the tombs. And remember the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah that I read to you, that among the tombs that they would be consuming swine and the broth of the swine? Well, those who were responsible for feeding this man in this lunatic prison, he just happened to be among the graveyard. He was chained in a graveyard, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most safest places for people avoided the graveyard, just like they avoid the plague. But they'll take unclean meats and they will eat them and die of the parasite infections that come with it. Listen here, Luke 8:33. And the devils went out of the man and entered into the swine. Now, the question is to you, why did this unclean animal, why was it chosen over a lamb? Was it because of the Father trying to tell us something, that these unclean animals are more likely to be infected with demonic spirits? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's impossible. Well, I know that there's nothing unclean within itself, including the hog. The hog doesn't know it's unclean. It's just doing its natural, normal functions to clean up all of the unclean foods on the earth, and there's plenty of clean food that animals eat. The lamb eats good food. The lamb is a vegetarian. The hog is a meat eater, a filth eater. It'll eat anything that won't eat it, and I'll repeat that. It will eat anything that won't eat him first. Usually it likes to eat things just out of itself. And so then, this animal here was a perfect animal for Yahweh, since it already had consumed meat, dead things, and was an unclean animal to start with by its natural creation. Yahweh chose this unclean animal to let the swine, and there was 3,000 in this field, quite a field. You say, where did those swine come from? Why were they feeding these swine? Ladies and gentlemen, you see, at the time of Christ, the nation of Israel was under foreign occupation. It was the Romans who brought in great herds of swine to feed the legions of their soldiers, who ate readily, greedily, among the Israelites who would not touch these animals. But the Roman soldiers carried the herds of swine along with them, living swine, and on the battlefield, now listen to me this, they didn't have to buy much food, and what I'm going to tell you may sicken you, but ladies and gentlemen, it's a harvest field when war is there, when you have great numbers of hogs to clean up the battlefield. You see, it was a problem for the Roman soldiers to bury the dead. But when they went into these great, terrific battles, they would bring in the hogs, and they wouldn't have to buy food for them. The hogs would clean up the battlefields. You say, Pastor Buddy, you're beside yourself. You have a slaughter of humans on a battlefield and bring in a herd of swine, and let me give you a demonstration of what a swine is all about. You bring in a lamb to a battlefield, and this lamb will go to the farthest corner by the smelling of the blood and the stench, and the lambs will go to the farthest corner and huddle up in fear. That's the difference between the nature of the animals. And so then, the nature of the meat consumed, lamb meat, is one of the least consumed meats in the world as compared to pork. Lamb is far down the list of consumption, but it's a meat that is practically bloodless and has no environmental pollution from wild animals in its body. So likely it is less parasitical than would be the animals who are unclean. That's the difference between that. So that's food selection, ladies and gentlemen. And you must do that. Well, I've got to get out of here. My time is coming on. You've been listening to Shepherd's Call Part 2 of Swine Flesh. We'll do one more part next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, on the health issues. And we'll get into some of the things. We'll give you some statistics on the power of death through the colon. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Give me a radio check around the world. And let me know how you received the program here tonight. Yahweh bless you. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you on down the road. This is Pastor Buddy saying, Yahweh bless you and Yahweh keep you.
Take a stand and never die for this.